Dr. Maya.
Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're going to talk today about attitude and how attitude affects our health. It's very important. And maybe we should define attitude because it's more than just the mind, correct?
Yes, there's so much involved in attitude and really looking at the whole process in that. Matter of fact, I have my 8 pillars of perfect health.
Right, and people can listen to that on our website. We have that on that can download it to their iPod.
Yeah, and the last one I had was what I call the Beatitudes. Taking it, of course, from the in Matthew 5, in the Bible, on the Beatitudes, and just how important that is in one's life, health, and just the whole direction that one takes has a lot to do with our attitudes. Mm-hmm. So it's a mindset. It's the words that we speak. It's the actions we take, just the attitudes that become us. That's where the Beatitudes actually come from. It's the matter of being. Mm. And I can see people who can bring their entire health down just by their attitude. Mm-hmm. Allowing things to wear them down and create a lot of the reality in their body. Matter of fact, I can look at someone's blood work and see if their stress, their attitudes in their life is what's really making them sick. Mm-hmm. So it has a wide influence on not only ourselves, but also those things around us.
Well, I know we've been doing some team building as a staff. We've been outsourcing for that. And this last week, we talked about our filters. Mm-hmm. What is it in our past experience that causes us to think a certain way?
Sure.
And we all had a scenario and we had to come to conclusions. And a lot of us, we were assuming things and everybody was assuming something different.
Right. It's interesting as we do studies on people, we create, our visual field. Mm-hmm. Really what we see and how we interpret it to our brain, we always have the seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. Well, we really only see 40% of the entire picture in reality from our eyes. We create the other 60%.
And we can do a good job of creating that.
And we can actually create
those filters. Yeah.
Right. They've taken studies where people were looking at the same situation, went through, and then had people recreate it. Mm-hmm. On what happened, and nobody has the exact same thing that what they all saw at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was not the same. What people hear, they have proven that people are about 80% inaccurate
on what they hear.
Mm-hmm. Most of it is created in our in the images in our brain. Mm-hmm. So much of what occurs isn't necessarily the reality. It's the reality in our brain that actually creates the situation.
So why is attitude so important?
Well, there's a huge amount of physiological effect on our body.
Well, you said you can look at blood work and see.
We can actually look at
what
the blood
attitude's
work.
Doing to
Absolutely.
That person's health.
Absolutely. There is a tremendous amount of involvement in all that. So, there's a physiological effect. And then one of the things is it even has an effect on our environment around us.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a study. There's a book out called The Hidden Messages in Water. Mm-hmm. And it was by Masaru Emoto.
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And he did a whole crystal study on words that people speak and the effects on the water crystals. Mm-hmm. And how that actually changes the shape of that. And that's something that's very repeatable. So not only does our attitude and the things that we say have an effect on that, but it also has an effect on our environment. Right now everybody's into, we got football, we got basketball, and all those types of things going. And there's a huge, you can be watching a team, and then somebody fumbles something, and then there's a whole change in attitude from one team to the other. Mm-hmm. And you're watching all of a sudden like a totally different game. Now, what happened? One team's attitude dropped and the other team's attitude went up. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the team that was getting their butts beaten, mm-hmm. is all of a sudden now whomping on the other team. Now, what was the difference? The coaching hadn't changed.
Right.
The personnel hadn't changed. It was the attitude of the team. Mm-hmm. The attitude in a business, it creates a lot of the dynamics that actually take place. The attitude in our life really determines a lot of the course and direction. It even can, it has a huge influence on our physiology. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things that we did an experiment, there was a conference that I went to, and they were doing some live cell analysis on blood work was one of the things that they were talking about. And so they asked some people in the audience to come up and have their blood taken. So they took a little bit of smear for the blood and had it down there. And we all kind of watched what was going on. And one guy had an infection going on. And he was tired from the trip. He was kind of discouraged. And we were watching it, and the white blood cells were barely able to go after the bacteria. It was really quite interesting. Mm-hmm. You could just tell that there was just a sluggishness in everybody's blood.
It looked sluggish.
Looked sluggish. It wasn't moving. The bacteria were running around the white blood cells and saying, na 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 na, can't catch me.
I can hear them.
Okay. That was basically it. And then they showed some comedy movie.
Laurel and Hardy. Laugh.
Yeah, and everybody was laughing and everything. And he said, now, I'm going to get the same people, brought them up, and showed them their blood work. And because they had been laughing, all of a sudden their white blood cells were just, it was just totally night and day difference. Mm. All of a sudden the white blood cells were catching those bacteria and there was just nothing that they could do. Mm. So you could see a very visible change in the physiology in people immediately, mm-hmm. just by a change in attitude, just because they were laughing and enjoying themselves.
Right.
All of a sudden, their entire physiology changed. It's the same true in sports. All of a sudden, you've got like, hey, we can win. We've got the momentum. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, your entire physiology changed. Then that guy that was right across you on the line, mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're tougher than he is because your attitude's different. Now he's in a different type of attitude, like, oh, no, we're losing. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that changed was the differences in attitude.
And I know... in our last segment, we're going to have a testimony from one of our patients that really lives this out, this attitude. And she'll talk about, what we tell ourselves. Yes. Words are so effective. And I know the hidden messages in water that you were talking about, we heard this talked about at a conference. Remember Jack Canfield?
Absolutely.
Who writes all those books on the soul. And he was showing the research done with water and our words and certain words and what it did to the formation of that water.
Right. There's actually a change in the crystal structure. Mm-hmm. If you say negative words, you can see the disorganization, and there's just a negative connotation in
kind
those,
of chaos.
Chaos in the water crystals. Mm-hmm. But where if you say love, if you say peace, if you say angel, there is a organization and a beauty in the crystals that just wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is created. Not only that, but they did an experiment where on the other side of the world, they had a large group of people pray at a certain point, and then over in Japan, and then over in a lake in New York, mm-hmm. they actually saw the effects of that.
Yeah, and when you think about it, we're talking about water, and what percentage Are we made out of water?
Absolutely. We're born with 70%. We should maintain about 60%, but most people maintain at least a 50% water in their system. So we carry the effects of our attitudes, of our words, of our thoughts in our body. And many times the thing that is holding someone back in their healing is their attitude. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we really try to do, and most of our patients actually state, is that we bring about a feeling of hope. Mm-hmm. You know, so in our office, having those words of encouragement, having that hope in their lives, all of a sudden starts to make some differences. Mm-hmm. So the negativity that you might get, and one of the things that's a real problem within the medical community, is that there's a whole attitude of negativity that I think helps to create disease and perpetuate disease. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a structure function type of office, we are looking more at a hopeful situation. Mm-hmm. We really never feel that anything is a hopeless situation, and that everything can be improved on and worked on, and that there can always be changes that are made.
Restoring hope.
Restoring hope.
Okay, when we come back, more about attitude and how it affects our health. You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Meridian Health and Wellness. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures, and a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied. The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models, they gave the structure function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Meridian Health and Wellness, restoring hope.
I do.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about attitude and how it affects our health. And, you know, we see people in pain. Mm-hmm. We see people that have been sick for a long time. You know, sometimes my goal that day is to make that person laugh that maybe hasn't smiled since they've been in, you know. And but it's really neat to see as they start feeling better, just the changes in their overall, people start looking younger.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, actually, people do get younger.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have that biological age.
Correct.
Right. Right. So, you know, so many people, I just, you know, expect the doctor to get them well, but really, it's our responsibility, correct?
Correct. There is a lot that I can make changes on, but the idea behind structure function is, you know, when you're talking about the reality is we are bringing people back into homeostasis, back into a greater degree of health. But it's really the body that's the hero in the structure function. What we are doing is restoring the body's homeostasis, and then the body's taking that homeostasis and then dealing with whatever problem that they are dealing with. I don't actually treat cancer. I don't treat cardiovascular disease. I don't treat MS. What I do is I bring the body back into homeostasis, and then the body fixes itself. So it's a different mindset. It's a different way of approaching the health needs of an individual.
Right. Well, let's talk about what affects attitude.
The effects on attitude is two things. One is our perceptions. You know, what is our view? What is it that we have as filters on interpreting what's going on? As I said, people look at the same situation, and most of what we see is not reality. It's what's really created in our brain.
Wow.
And how we interpret it. Mm-hmm. So you can take people on a regular basis, and one of the main problems that people have is they think that their filters and what they see and how they interpret things are actual reality.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the fact.
It was interesting when we did this as a group,
And it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. The true reality of the situation, if it's stopped, dissected, and really gone over, it's usually false. As a matter of fact, if you're looking at eyewitness accounts of a situation, 80% of the people get it totally wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and many times how we're interpreting what's going on in our lives and the reality of things is not actually accurate.
Yeah.
We overplay things. We overanalyze. One of the interesting things, even on pain perception, they have done, I've read a lot of studies on pain, had a lot of background on it. And if you take men who have been into war and people who have the same injury in a civilian, one of the things, like, let's say you're in wartime and you have your big toe blown off, okay? Or if you're just on the construction job and have you lose a toe, the perception of the guy in the wartime, you know, he's seen people blown apart. And they ask him, well, you know, how are you doing with the pain level on your losing your big toe? He says, oh, it's no big deal. You know, no problem. You know, I'm fine. No, I don't need any morphine or anything like that. It's just a big toe. Whereas the guy who wasn't expecting it, you know, who lost his toe, this is give me something. This is just way too much pain. I can't stand it.
Right.
And there was no difference between the, you know, the injuries.
Right.
It was completely the perception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you put it into a different type of perception, your pain level changes dramatically.
Yeah. It was interesting. I had a little meltdown this past weekend. We're laughing because it wasn't funny at the time, was it?
No, it was not.
Just life got a little overwhelming.
Right.
And you know, when you're in this profession and helping people and healing people,
it can take a lot out of you.
Yeah. I mean, you've been doing it for 30 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can't do that. But as I was complaining and moaning and, you know, what did you say to me that kind of woke me up? And it was all out of love, I know.
I said, you've got a lot of complaints, mm-hmm. but, you know, this is nothing compared to the average person, what they're going through.
Right, you put it in reality.
We really don't have anything to complain about. Mm-hmm. You know, you should get, you know, a real problem.
Yeah, but for me, you know, I need to be honest with what I'm feeling.
Of course.
And once I get it on paper or I journal it, you know, and get with God, and mm-hmm. that's what I needed to do, then things become clearer to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And we find that people are talking about their illnesses and their problems that they're actually experiencing. And one of the things that happens is if you start concentrating on others and start to help others, then your symptomatology, your problems actually start to decrease. Mm. So again, our perception can change our reality. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a true physiological changes that take place in that type of situation.
Well, you talked about the white blood cells.
Right, the immune mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. It's very well proven that the immune system is directly related to our attitude. Mm-hmm. So if we are depressed, if we are overwhelmed by our problems, if it's a woe is me, you know, there's no way out of this. You know, I'm stuck. This is a horrible situation. Our immune system literally drops, mm-hmm. which can create a lot of health issues.
Right.
Autoimmune diseases, infections, cancer, cardiovascular disease, all those things can start to accumulate in our system. And the attitude that we have starts to create the reality. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that is very, very important. Jack Canfield actually lives that.
Yeah. You know, were really impressed with him, weren't you?
You know, you read all these books by him, you know, about all these positive
chicken
type
soup.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicken Soup and his whole series mm-hmm. along those lines. But the reality is this guy actually lives it.
Yeah, you saw him. What was it that you saw? And he's a very much a proponent for chiropractic.
That's a huge proponent. Mm-hmm. He loves chiropractic and just really promotes it and devotes a lot of time that he doesn't have to mm-hmm. promoting chiropractic. And he was going to be speaking. And he was back there, and there was a janitor back there, and he was just finding out everything about that guy. I mean, by the time these two were done, the janitor was convinced that was his best friend. Mm-hmm. And they're talking away, and they're saying, Jack, you know, at the front of the podium, Jack Canfield, you know, can you please, you know.
it's time for him to come up.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, where is he? And I knew that was Jack Canfield, and I reached over and said, hey, Jack, you know, you need to go up there.
They're calling you. He was more concerned, interested in the person.
He was more interested in the janitor that was right there, and he went mm-hmm. up there and started speaking, and the janitor was standing right beside me. And he says, that's the speaker.
He didn't even know who it was.
He was like, that was the guy who was just, you know, uh-huh. and he was blown away that he was that interested in him. And he really does. Every single person is important to him, just mm-hmm. so important.
Isn't it important? I hear, you know, we need to be curious people.
Yes.
We need to be curious, you know, about, you know, ourselves and other people.
Right.
You know, before we jump to conclusions.
Oh, yes. And the judgments. And mm-hmm. it has a negative effect on our system. Our hormones are directly related to our emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, if we are all worried, and our whole physiology changes through our hormones. Mm-hmm. There is an absolutely direct. Now, it goes the other way. sometimes if you don't have your hormones right, that can affect your emotions.
Right.
But you can turn that around and have a huge influence on that.
What about sleep patterns?
Very important that you get the proper sleep, because that can start to affect, you know, our emotions, our whole system. And then when we're worried and bothered, then we can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a whole physiological type of effect. Mm-hmm. So there is so much type of influence with our immune system, with our hormones, with our sleep patterns.
And I think, you know, there's that analogy, and you can help me with this, but we were just at a conference with the top chiropractors in the nation, and one guy was pretty young, and his practice was doing really well, and he was... It was keeping him up at night. It's doing so well. He was fearful.
Like,
we've been in this business 30 years, and it's like, we were telling him, just let go. You know, it's like those monkeys in captivity. You put a bottle out there with peanuts, and they put their hand in there and hold on to those peanuts, and then are caught. They'd rather be caught and hold on than let go and be free.
Correct. And we live so much like that, and we're just like the monkeys so oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about treatments that we have here at Meridian Health and Wellness that are available to help you with your attitude.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Just recently had to go to the emergency room, though, and I had some stomach virus thing. I almost called an ambulance. It's weird, even considering calling an ambulance for yourself. You know, you call ambulances for other people, right? What are you supposed to say about yourself? Can you come get me? Yeah, I don't feel so good. Just come on and I'll be lying on the floor.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Well, today we're going to be talking about our attitude and how it affects our health. And Dr. Prather, what treatments do you have at Meridian Health and Wellness, you know, that are available that will help someone's attitude? And when we talk about attitude, are we talking about, you know, more than the mind? You call it the mind, the will, the emotion.
Yes, there's actually a lot of different aspects to going into who and what we are and understanding that. But yes, as we're looking at that, you have mind, will, and emotions are a lot of the basis of what we're talking about. First thing that, you know, is the emotional aspect. You know, how can we help people with different types of emotions, and besides going on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines, what do we have that can be helpful along those lines? And actually, that's one of the most common things that people are coming in with to our office
is anxiety.
Anxiety and depression is a very, very big part of what we work with. And one of the main complaints that people have, and one of the most common things that I hear from people, is I want to get off my antidepressants and I want to get off my anti-anxiety medicines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do we have along those lines? And we actually have a tremendous number of ways of dealing with that.
Okay.
One of the most common things that we have is what's called flower remedies. And those have been around since a very, very long time. And they are specifically to deal with uplifting on emotions, depression, any type of an emotional type of a problem that people have. There is something called Bach flower remedies that have been around since the 1800s. And Dr. Bach was one of the most famous physicians in England. And he had come up with the whole program of working with flowers to get people's emotions much better. And one of the things that he discovered, that when he went into funeral homes, he would actually find that people would relax, that there would be a change. And the main thing that he found on that was that they were surrounded by flowers. And he saw how flowers changed people's emotions, and he started to do a lot of studies on that. And he came up with a series of flower remedies that would be helpful for people's emotions. And so it became sort of a set type of thing. They've added other different types of flower remedies. There's a whole series of garden remedies. There's a whole series of Australian flower remedies that works on the emotions. And we can get some very dramatic changes on everything.
And it's liquid, right? It's not like people are eating like
flowers.
Petals.
No. It's actually liquid. To help with all that, and that's one of the basic types of things that we have for the emotional centers, and can make some really, really dramatic changes.
Well, I was at a funeral today, and I can attest to that, you know, with the flowers, and it has a kind of a calming, peaceful.
It does. And going into gardens, and gardeners always live longer than everybody else, and so that all has a very, very big effect on what's going on. There are also a whole series of homeopathics that work along those lines. The other way that we can help out people is by working on their hormones and fine-tuning their hormones, because your hormonal system has a tremendous effect on your depression, anxiety, the thought patterns that you have. If your hormones are off, it's very difficult to control your emotions, because there's a direct correlation between the two. So finding out whether people are off on their hormones and what do we need to add into their system to get that balanced out and get that changed.
Well, and one thing we found out, I had that meltdown I shared, you know, this weekend, and that was a lot of hormonal imbalance.
That was definitely involved with some hormonal
imbalance. Yeah, that we worked on Monday morning.
Yes, we got right on that. And it made an immediate difference. So having a good understanding of the hormones has a great effect on what's going on. Even your mineral balances. If you're off on your copper zinc ratio, that's a very common reason for actually some rather bizarre behavior. If you are way off on that, it changes the brain chemistry. The minerals has a huge effect on that. And one of the common things that we see is that people who are very high on copper, low on zinc, that they can actually become suicidal for no reason. We've had some very dramatic changes in people who were on suicide watch once we got their copper zinc ratio balanced, because of the strong effect on the brain.
You wonder, you hear about people that commit suicide and nobody had any idea. And it's like a sudden thing, or you know, if something was going on physiologically, you know, that never got addressed.
And I had a friend who was suicidal, very good friend when I was going through chiropractic school. And so I did some research on it, found out about that types of changes, had him checked, and found that changes, and then got that corrected, and it was amazing the difference. And I've had many a patient who had those particular problems and issues, and saw some dramatic changes once we got their minerals balanced out. So finding the homeostasis for people is a very, very important aspect.
So in treatment here at Meridian Health and Wellness, you're talking about flower remedies, balancing hormones, you know, balancing minerals. What other things do you do for treatment for, you know, the mind, the will, and the emotions?
Well, the interesting thing is acupuncture is surprisingly, amazingly quick changes on anxiety levels. That is one of the things that people are come in and are referred in for, insomnia. I had a law student who actually referred in like 15 other law students because they were all so anxious and uptight, and gave them some acupuncture, and the word spread pretty quickly how much more relaxed they were. It makes some immediate changes, so you can get some excellent changes along those lines. We also have auricular therapy, which works specifically on balancing out the nervous system. One of the main issues that people have is that their nervous system can be out of balance. In the autonomic nervous system, you have two different systems that are going on, parasympathetic, which would be rest and digest, and then you have the sympathetic, which is fight-flight. And if you're stuck in that sympathetic mode, it will change the entire way that your body operates.
And how many people do you think are walking in your doors stuck in that?
Oh, about 80%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the major problems that people have. And it creates a endocrine issue where you're constantly being exposed to the cortisol. And then you start to have some insomnia, your digestion doesn't work, your immune system drops. All of that's so interrelated that the stress and the anxiety can just be something that can eventually kill you.
Do you feel like this is on an increase? We're hearing so much more about antidepressants and... You know, I'm hearing about kids going on it and Adderall for focus. Does there just seem to be just more anxiety in the world?
Yes, and there are many reasons for that. One, the family structure. You know, mm-hmm. that created a lot of stability for people. And as the family structure has gone down, you don't have that support system.
Mm-hmm.
There is a greater stress. People are working harder for less money. So there's that issues. We have much more of a consumer type society.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to take a technology fast. In fact, I'm doing it one day a week on Sunday because it's just overwhelming. I said if one more person asked me what my username and password, if I have to. You know, how many username and passwords do we have? It's ridiculous. And then my iPhone, they said, well, you can get this app and put all your username and passwords, but I don't have enough data on my phone. It's just, it's like,
you almost swore there.
I did. Well, let's talk about, you know, some practical principles about our attitude, you know, mm-hmm. what we let into our mind, how to have a balanced life.
Yeah, one of the things is we need to cut down on how much stress is coming in. You know, we don't necessarily have to read about every single problem in the entire world. Mm-hmm. You know, cutting down on our input for all the stress that's going on. We don't have to know everything that's gone wrong in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have instantaneous where people can contact us and we can't get away from anybody because...
We can turn our phones off, huh?
We can turn our phones off. You know, it's also, you know, we need to have those social connections. And you can't develop that same type of social connection through electronics. It has to be a situation where you have that eye-to-eye contact with people to really be able to get the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is a tremendous amount that we can do. One, we can slow down. We can smell the roses, literally.
Mm-hmm.
We can develop the relationships that we need to make our life a lot more sane. People who are married live longer. People who have a lot of social contacts are healthier. So, you know, developing those types of social relationships are important. One of the things that I had heard was there was a book out called Refrigerator Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very fascinating. They said you can actually tell and measure your social connection with people on how many people have refrigerator rights in your house or you have refrigerator rights in theirs. And what does that mean? It means that when you walk in, you have full permission to open up the refrigerator, look and see what's in there, and then take out something that you might want without mm-hmm. really asking.
Mm-hmm.
And refrigerator rights means that you have a close relationship with that particular individual, that you have that social connection, that you actually share food.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very important part of your whole social life.
What else? What else do you find helps, you know, with the attitude and with health?
I think counting our blessings. Mm-hmm. You know, too often times, yeah, too often times we're just about what we don't have. You know, and then you stop and realize what, you know, I mean, there's an awful lot of the world that don't have enough food. Mm-hmm. You know, their kids are starving. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are going through serious diseases, and we get all upset because, you know, things just, you know, because life isn't going perfectly as we would like it to. Mm-hmm. And we get upset over stupid stuff that the rest of the world would probably say, wow, that's really dumb. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to starve, not like you're going to be out, you know, homeless. You know, you need to have a better perspective on what your life is like and be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gratitude is very important. And I saw this this saying, a stumbling block to the pessimist is a stepping stone to the optimist. Well, stay tuned. When you come back, we're going to hear from a patient of ours that has an attitude that's contagious. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, what is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Meridian Health and Wellness is currently accepting new patients for ECP therapy. To find out if ECP therapy is right for you, call our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Laughter is the best medicine.
You know, doctor is supposed to be such a prestigious occupation, but it's really like one of the only jobs where you have to have your diploma right up there on the wall. It makes him seem so insecure, doesn't it? I really am a doctor, you know. If you think I'm not, just check it out.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about how attitude affects our health. And we wanted Mary Jo, one of our patients here at Meridian Health and Wellness, to join us for this segment because she has such a remarkable attitude. Well, Mary Jo, you had shared with me previously that you were widowed at the age of 37 with two small children. At that time, you didn't know how to drive a car or write a check because your husband had handled those things. Well, let's start with the story of how you learned to drive a car.
My friends wanted to teach me.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think that was a good idea. And so I called a driving school, and he came out, and I didn't even know what kind of car I had. I mean, that's how I didn't know what I was doing. And so he took me out, and after a week, I got my driver's license.
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds crazy in today's world when all our youngsters are going to driver's ed and all this kind of thing. But I got my license. But the thing about is, talk about positive. This just came to me again.
Uh-huh.
This is so interesting because he said, now, you're going to have to do a favor for me. And I said, what's that? He said, you're going to have to lie.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have to say that you had a driver's license 7 years ago, but you let it expire.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, why is that? He said, because if you did, well, then they would just give you another one. But if you have a new one, you're going to have someone drive with you for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that has a driver's license. I said, I'm 37 years old. Come on, this doesn't make any sense. And so I said, well, I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
So what I did is I looked up the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, the commissioner, wrote him a letter, told him my situation. I got a phone call from him. He said, I want you to know that I really admire your integrity.
Uh-huh.
He said, when I got your letter, I thought I had to call you. And he said, but I hate to tell you this, Mary Jo, but I cannot tell them at the driver's branch to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the rule. But it's not a law, it's a rule. And I can break the rule.
Uh-huh.
So if you would like, meet me at the fairgrounds and I'll give you your test.
Uh-huh.
I drove around the fairgrounds one time.
Uh-huh.
Got my license.
His license.
Now, that's been a long time, so he's never going to get in any trouble because of this. And I couldn't even tell you his name if I knew it. So, it didn't give me much knowledge, except I knew how this driving a car was fun.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about one thing you've shared with us here at the office, you know, because everybody here at the office knows when Mary Jo comes in, you know, you're going to always have a smile on your face. You're always positive. And you've had some hard things in life. But what is some, you had mentioned your dad told you something that really stuck with you that you kind of live by. And what is that?
Well, this was the most wonderful thing. He said a lot of wonderful things, too. So did my mom. But he said, honey, if something comes to you, a really good thought, when you're talking to a person, if you like something they have on or you like what they said or anything, if it just hits you in your heart, he said, say it.
Hmm.
Because if you don't, it's like throwing it on the ground and it'll never go anywhere. But this is what I think made me feel even more close to this remark.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but here's something you should never, never, never do. I said, what's that, Daddy? He said, it's called flattery.
Mm.
And flattery is very bad, and it means that you want somebody to do something for you or give you something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so that is what you should never do. But if you have a good thought, say it immediately.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, you had wise parents, didn't you?
Oh, so blessed.
Uh-huh.
I've been blessed my whole life.
Yeah. And I keep hearing you saying I'm blessed, and it's that gratefulness, you know, and we're getting close to, you know, Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and yeah. And it you know, it's so important. We can always find things to be thankful for. So when you're feeling down or feeling gloomy, what do you do? What kind of process do you go through?
Oh, that's so easy. There's
uh-huh.
not even hardly a process because I know. I mean, I don't even have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But because I won't let me have a headache,
uh-huh.
I just say to myself, I feel fabulous.
But
I don't have to believe it.
Uh-huh.
I just say it.
Say it.
Because my brain is an organ that makes things work. It doesn't do my thinking for me.
Uh-huh.
And I learned that as I got older.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, nope, I'm just going to say it's. I like the rain. The rain comes down. It makes change the seasons. It makes things more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes things clean and refreshed. And then I dress for the rain. If it's the snow, it's the same exact way. But the whole thing is, I really truly believe that if you say the good things in your brain, they will reflect.
And there's a lot of research on what we say affects how we feel. You know, the words we say. And that's so important. You know, the other thing is you said we can say your age, because it's just amazing. You're 86 years old. You work how many hours a week as a realtor?
At least 10.
Yeah. I mean, you're still working full-time as a realtor. You come in here and you have so much energy. What do you, attribute that to? You know, how do you take care of yourself health-wise?
Well, I've always been interested in good nutrition and exercise when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And but not like we are today. I mean, they didn't have places to go and exercise emporiums, you might call them.
Yeah.
Some of them. And but the whole thing is I knew that your body had to move, and so I was a homemaker. Remember,
yeah.
I wasn't out in the workplace. These are the things that I just learned from reading and listening, and I love books, and so I would read things about nutrition, and I love cooking. I didn't even know how to cook one thing the day I got married, but I found a wonderful cookbook that I got for a wedding present.
Well, I remember the first time you came here, we were doing a lecture series, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on wellness and the 8 pillars of perfect health.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what interested you, and I know you come in for adjustments and for massages on a regular basis, but how does that help your health?
Oh my golly, I mean, it's amazing what it'll do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I could come in and have a long day, been working in and out of the car up and down, and I just relax, and the massages, you just go into another place. I mean, it takes everything away from you and just put you in a fabulous place.
Uh-huh.
I really think it's a major part of being healthy. And I think as the older you get, the more you even need it.
Right.
I love it so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thanks, Mary Jo. If someone's out there and, you know, really wanting to be encouraged and how do I change my mindset, what would you say to them?
Well, the first thing I'd say is every time a negative thought comes in your mind, cancel it out completely. Don't even let that negative thought stay there. And think of a positive thing. There's plenty of positive things to think of. You're alive. You're able to speak. You're able to see. You're able to hear. And even if you aren't, you're alive and you have people around you. I mean, life is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not a Pollyanna at all, because I know a lot of things that happen, as I told you. But the whole thing is that if you start saying negative things to yourself, they will just become part of you. I will not let that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, people will say to me, oh, don't get old, or don't get this, or oh, I ache. And I said, cancel. What do you feel good about? Let's find out something you feel good about. And it's amazing how that can just change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. Even for one little quick thing.
I mean,
you're out with people. And people will start talking about maybe somebody that's not there and in a negative way. And I thought about the person that they're talking about, and I thought of a really wonderful thing they did. And I said, you know what? I never thought that way about her. Then I said the good thing. And before that afternoon was over, they were all talking about the good things that they know about that person. And I thought, look at the impact we have with our mouth.
Yes.
I mean, they all gathered in and was saying bad, negative, negative, and then if just one person will bring in the positive. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Wow.
Because I've had it happen so many times, and I do it just for the heck of it, just to say, uh-huh. I'm going to see if I can change this. I didn't think that the first time I said it,
uh-huh.
but now I do, and it's amazing.
Wow. And everything that you're sharing is, I mean, every time you walk in this office, you just bring a ray of sunshine and that positive energy, and you just emulate that. And so we just want to thank you, and we're thankful for you.
I'm thankful to God. I tell you, that is the key spirit mm-hmm. in me. If it wasn't for God's goodness and God's graciousness, I wouldn't be this positive and happy today. And I just think that that all comes from God.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary Jo, for your time. Meridian Health and Wellness is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.